The Astral Traveler's Handbook and Other Tales. Written and read by David Mickey. Once upon a time, an old peasant man called Yontan lived alone in a remote valley of Ladakh, northern India. No one knew much about Yontan. He wasn't connected to any of the dozen families who had small holdings in the Nala Valley, nor was he attached to the monastery at the top of the mountain. Yontan kept himself to himself, living in his two-roomed hut, tending to his small herd of yaks and goats, and growing barley and potatoes, as was the custom in that part of the world. Yontan was rarely seen by the locals or the monks, and never invited to join them for a meal or social occasion. This wasn't only because of his well-known self-sufficiency, it was also because his was not a face you wanted at your table. An old man, just how old nobody knew, he had long since lost all the teeth in his mouth, giving his face a caved-in look. His eyes were rheumy. Hair sprouted from his ears in unsightly profusion. Local families and monks kept their distance, their main form of contact being an arm wave from afar, usually towards the great slanting boulder on the mountainside, beneath which Yontan often sat for protection from the elements, watching over his livestock. The only thing that everyone knew about Yontan was that whenever they saw him, day or night, and no matter what else he was doing at the time, he was always spinning his prayer wheel, while reciting the mantra of Chenrezig, the Buddha of Compassion, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Yontan, like many who lived in the remote mountains, was illiterate. He knew nothing about the Buddha of Compassion, apart from what he could remember learning at the feet of his guru, Lama Paldon, and he didn't remember much. He knew that Chenrezig was the embodiment of compassion of all the Buddhas, that his radiant white colour symbolised purity and power, that, as a consequence, repeating his mantra purified one's mind and accumulated limitless virtue, thereby awakening one's own Buddha nature. Most especially, he remembered Lama Paldon telling him that if he recited Chenrezig's mantra enough, the merit created would be sufficient for him to perceive Chenrezig's pure land directly for himself. Lama Paldon had been the last abbot of Nala Monastery. He had died 30 years ago, following which the monastery had gone into gradual decline, its numbers dwindling to just 9 remaining monks, none of whom felt qualified to offer teachings. So inspiring had Lama Paldon been as a teacher, and so unshakable was Yontan in his devotion as a student, that 30 years after his death, Yontan was still doing exactly as his Lama had instructed him, reciting the mantra of the Buddha of Compassion at every opportunity. In the 3 decades since Lama Paldon's demise, a handful of lamas had visited Nala Monastery to offer blessings and teachings for the benefit of both the monks as well as the local people.